Many people are aware that there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch, any monetary issues should be brought to a bezdin and not brought to a civil court. In fact, there is a prohibition to bring all dinei mamonis to civil courts. As it says in Chosh Mishpat, that if one does so, he is like his koifer in the Torah Moshe Rabbeinu. But a lot of people are not aware of halachas outside monetary issues also have to be presented to a bezdin. For example, today's discussion will be child custody in halacha. One may think that child custody doesn't have to do with bezdin, it has to do with civil courts, because after all, in a simple understanding of it, it's not a monetary issue. However, we'll see today that the poskim have thousands of pages on this topic, and the shiles vary, and it is important to have an awareness in the frum community that people should be presenting the child custody shiles, not only the alimony, but also the child custody shiles to a proper bezdin. So let's start today learning the halachas one by one. The main issue when you start thinking about child custody is when you deal with a child, male or female, we're not dealing with money. And since we're not dealing with money, the question is, well, how do we have a schus that one person should have a right over the other person? After all, it's not money. So the guidelines in Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara are clear, that there are clear, specific guidelines. As you can see in Choshen Mishpot and Evan Ezer, Simin, Pei Beis, Siv Zayin, it says over there, Mechaber writes in Siv Ches, that a child under the age of six should be with his mother. Over the age of six, depends if it's a female or a male. A male over the age of six should reside by the father, and a female over the age of six should reside by the mother. That's the clear rules in the Shulchan Aruch. Now, what is this ruling? What's the logic sources for this halacha? So let's start with a Tshuves HaRosh in Simin in Yud Zayin. Zion, the Rosh says over there the following halacha. He says that since we see that a father has a chiyuv to support his children, a father has a chiyuv midaraisa, also from the chiyuv ksuba, to support, financially support his children, says the Rosh, since a father has to support his children, logically, the children should be living by the father. And that's what the Rosh says. Everything outside of that, that the mother has rights, these are only rabbanin. These are only takanas rabbanin. For example, we just stated that Ibn Ezra says that a daughter over the age of six and any child under the age of six goes to the mother. This din is a din derabbanan. But me'ikad de dinah, says the Rosh, the father has full rights because he has a chiv to support financially. Therefore, he also has the rights to keep them by him. There are exceptions to the rule, as we stated, and we'll go on according to those reasons. The Radbaz in Tshuvas says another logic why the father should have total rights. The Radbaz says, it says in a pasuk, in Chumash, l'mishpachoysam, l'beis avoysam. What does it mean, l'mishpachoysam, beis avoysam? It means that the children should be by the father. The father's home is where the children should be. Now, if that's how we will use the rules, that really the father should get full rights, l'mishpachoysam, beis avoysam, like the Radbaz we said, or because he has a chiv to support them. Now, the rabbis, the rabbanan, made takon is that the mother should have rights. In what scenarios? On all daughters under the age, and all children under the age of six, and a daughter over the age of six. Now, why doesn't the mother have a right to support his children financially? So the Rosh writes over there, the Torah brings the Rosh in Simon Pei Beis, again in Ebenezer, that a mother only has a chiv of financial support to her children when she is bimenik them, when she is feeding them, when she's manik them. Then, when she's breastfeeding the children, then we have a halacha that she has to support them and feed the children. But when the children are weaned, says the Torah, then the mother does not have any more rights to the children because there's any more financial responsibility to the children because the mother has no financial responsibility to support her children. It is totally upon the father to give financial support. And therefore, there is no logic of the Rosh that since she gives financial support, she should have it because after all, like we said, she does not have any financial support that she has to give the children. So, if that's true, that the father should have the rights, why do we see the mother does have? So the Radbaz says, beautifully in Tshuvas, he says the following thing. He says, daughters go away to the mother. Why do daughters always go to the mother, under six, over six? Says the Radbaz in Tshuvas, because we want the daughter to be by the mother, because the mother will teach the daughter, derech noshim, bitznias. She'll teach the daughter the laws of her. She'll teach the daughter all the laws of a Jewish woman: how to keep taras mishpacha, how to keep challah, how to keep hadlokas neiris, how to keep all the halachas of a Jewish woman should be keeping. And therefore, only the mother can give that gift to her daughter. A father cannot. And therefore, the rabbi saw that the mother should have full rights over the daughter under 6 and over 6. Takana de rabbanan, for the good of the child. However, when it comes to male children, it is only limited to the mother under the age of 6. Why? Because the Gemon Ervin says that up to the age of 6, b'tzavsa de'ime nichale, a person feels more comfortable with his mother. A mother raises him, puts his clothes on, does his laundry, takes care of his physical needs better most of the time than a father. And therefore, up until 6, he should be by the mother. Why after 6 does he go to the father? After 6 also he needs food, clothes, laundry, motherly love. So the logic is because the father has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, to learn the child how to learn Torah. And since the father has a chiyuv of Talmud Torah, so therefore he could force the mother to give the boy to him in order that he could educate him. Now, that only starts after the age of 6. We'll see in a moment. And that's the logic behind the basic rules of child custody. We'll, Mitzvah Hashem, talk about many exceptions to the rules, but the basic setup is the father has full control, either because of Mishpachosim Beis Avoisam or Achiv Mizonus, financial support. The mother gets the rights, Derabanan, because she could raise them and give motherly love, and we want her to nurture the children because it's better for the entrance of the children to be by the mother, and therefore the daughter will always stay there and the son up until 6, but up and after 6, the male child should be by the father in order the father could teach him Torah. Now, I just want to conclude with a machlokis between the Rambam and the Raivid, and this will give us a big insight before we get to the specific cases of how these rules work. Number one, the Rambam writes, as we stated, it's Pasuk in Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishus, that, again, a boy before 6 goes to the mother, after 6 goes to the father. The Raivid, on his Hasagis, on the Rambam, asks a very strong question. He asks the following question. He says that why does the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch Paskins ask the Raivid that after the age of 6, the father gets the boy because he has to teach him Talmud Torah? Even before the age of 6, a child also should be learning Torah, as we see in a Mishnah and Pirkei Avos. Chomesh Lemikra. It says, Ben Chomesh Lemikra. A five-year-old boy should begin learning Chomesh. So the year of 5, where he should be learning Chomesh, shouldn't he be by the father at that time? And the Raivid argues that the father has 100% rights even below the age of 6. Now, we do not paskin according to the Raivid. We say before 6, the mother gets, after 6, the father gets. But the Raivid's question should still remain. How could the Rambam say a father's educational responsibility only begins at the age of 6? Shouldn't it also be before the age of 6? So the classic answer that we'll be using in a halachic analysis will be the answer of the Rav HaMagid. The Rav HaMagid over there, when defending the Rambam on the attack that the Ravid posed, says the following answer. He says that when you teach your son below the age of 6, you do not need to be constantly with your son on a day-to-day basis. You can visit him occasionally and help him learn. For example, what does a child learn before the age of 6? Chumash, how to read osios, how to read letters. We're supposed to teach him Torah Tzivalon Moisha, simple beginner steps in the path to learning Torah. These simple steps could be accomplished by a mere visiting once in a while by the father to the child. And therefore, says the Rav HaMagid, the Rambam's right. Before 6, it stays by the mother. Because as we said, the mother gives motherly love and takes care of the physical needs of the child, and they should be by the mother. The Ravid's question that the father should be teaching him Torah even below the age of 6, on that, the answer is that the father could accomplish that without having the boy live by him, and therefore he remains by the mother. After six, the only way to accomplish a true education by father to son is by living by the father. And therefore, we have the chilik, which the Rambam poses, and the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, that below six, the mother gets him because the father could go there. Over six, the father gets him because he needs to be by the father. Those are the general rules of the halachas of child custody. Mirtz Hashem, the next class, will go into specifics in certain instances where there are exceptions to the rules.
This presentation has been brought to you by the Orthodox Union in conjunction with the Beis Havar Institute of Talmudic Law, the Center for the Study and Practice of Monetary Halacha.